I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Shawnee Theater presents Steve Martin's Picasso at the La Pain Agile. Yes, Steve Martin, the comedian, the banjo player, the performer of King Tut, and, of course, the speaker of Excuse Me. He's also an essayist, a novelist, and a playwright. Our guest is actor, teacher, University of Illinois Springfield faculty member, and director, Missy Thibodeau-Thompson. Thanks for talking with us.
Good morning.
Hey, this is your second year at Shawnee, and I understand that one of the perks that you're actually going to get to spend part of the summer, at least in the same place, as your husband, Eric.
Yes, that is. That's always a plus for us.
Missy, what has Steve Martin got going at this low-class Paris bar in 1904, and what's Picasso doing there?
Well, this is a piece, reality meets fantasy, if you will. And it's Steve Martin's dizzying, bizarre little brand of comedy, as if what would happen if Picasso and Einstein actually met in a bar in Paris in 1904, and hijinks ensue. And in the midst of all of this, Steve Martin is not just a slapstick comedy guy. He actually has some very thought-provoking musings about art, about philosophy, about even physics, and about what for 1904 was the future, the 20th century. What do we think might happen, and who's going to have the biggest impact? So those are some of the ideas that Martin tosses around.
The particular locality's chosen, this bar called La Pain Agile, has almost a sort of family feeling to it.
Well, the La Pain Agile is sort of an artist's, musician, poet, writer hangout. So there is that type of an atmosphere with the La Pain Agile, and it is actually a place that exists in Paris, and it was around in 1904.
So the La Pain Agile existed. We know that Einstein existed and Picasso existed. The other characters made up out of Steve Martin's imagination. Missy, when you're working as a director and faculty member at the University of Illinois Springfield, the student actors that you're working with are frequently in classes. They have other activities as well, perhaps part-time jobs. At Shawnee, although everyone is practically worked to death with six shows going on, there's a fundamental focus. How has it been to work with that group?
It's been phenomenal. I was so impressed last week when we started blocking the show, and I said this, and it is the absolute truth, I have never in my life blocked a show this fast. We were like lightning last week getting this show up on its feet, and it was just delightful. It's a laser beam focus that occurs out here. It's really, really exciting, and the focus and the creative energy that these actors have brought into the rehearsal hall is really exciting. Yes, the La Pain Agile is, it's a very funny, engaging piece, very much has Steve Martin's stamp of comedy on it, but it's also very thought-provoking, and it is fun how not just Picasso and Einstein, but how all of these characters muse about art and science. And I think one of the things that Martin explores and examines and presents for us is the idea that the scientific mind can be creative and should be and is, and similarly the creative mind can be scientific. We don't have to have these polar opposites. They can coexist and overlap, and when they do, amazing things happen.
Missy Thibodeau-Thompson is the director for Steve Martin's play Picasso at the La Pain Agile. It opens at the Shawnee Theater Thursday, June 23rd, continues with 8 p.m. performances on Friday and Saturday, and then wraps up with a Sunday matinee at 2. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.